Figured we'd just talk about chords for 30 minutes. So anybody that's not interested in that, I'm just kidding. Bad music joke.
I like secondary dominance resolving around the circle of fifths.
That's a good one to like. It's funny how barbershoppers kind of took over the idea of dominant seventh chords. And it's always, I always found it kind of amusing. And going to music school after being involved in a barbershop as a young person, you realize very quickly that, oh, this stuff was around a long time before barbershop was.
Long time.
Well, should we start?
Yeah, shall we start? Yeah, you bet.
Should we do a quick introduction, have everybody introduce themselves and just a brief where they're from? And I'll start. My name's Adam Reimnitz. I'm the current Rocky Mountain District Vice President of Music and Performance. I live in Aurora, Colorado. I'm not currently active with a quartet or chorus, but my wife certainly is very active in Sweet Adelines in a Rocky Mountain quartet called 5 Minutes More. I like to arrange barbershop music. I was a music judge for almost 20 years and now retired from that. And yeah, that's me in a nutshell, I guess. I was a active quartet guy for a long time and was a tenor section leader of Sound of the Rockies for about 10 years. Did quite a few of the arrangements that we competed with at international.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's me in a nutshell.
Hi, I'm Ron Black. I am your vice president for chorus director and chorus development. And my role here is to assist chapters, any of you that need some help. And I'm also available to visit your chapter on a chapter meeting night if you just make the arrangements and probably figure out how to get me there, transportation wise. I've been a barbershopper since, oh goodness, what was it? 53 years ago, something like that. And I started when I was 22 years old. And now I'm not really older than that, but it works. I've been directing choruses for many, many chapters for many, many years, and have been the singing judge, starting the singing judge category, and I was chairman of the contest and judging system back in 1995. But I've been doing this for a while, and like Adam, I'm retired from judging. But I, after 30 years, I decided, well, I probably ought to do something to make my wife more happy, and so that's what I'm doing. And I'm directing the Longmont chapter, which is great. And we have at least one Longmont chapter member there. I saw, hi Jeff, and we'll go and look at some stuff having to do with developing your music team and how you can organize things. I have a few slides to show. And I have more than one monitor here. So if you see me look over there, I'm looking at that, and that's the one I'm going to share. That way I can still see you all y'all. One of the things we like about what's happening in Longmont, our current VP for music is such an organized person that he actually developed a way of organizing us. And I'm going to go ahead and share this screen. This one here. Okay, can you all see that spreadsheet? Should be able to, right? Oh, I have
No, not yet.
no, I have to click the button
There it
first.
is.
So he developed this spreadsheet, and now you see that going across here, we're looking at every month of this particular year and what we do during that month. At the top, above the top line, we do all of our events, and then the bottom part of it is our goal to do all of the things that it lists there. So, for example, you look at February, and Valentine's Day, of course, is really significant in all of our chapters. But all the other things, notice that in March, he says select Christmas music. Wow, you mean in March we have to figure out what we're going to sing in December? Yeah, because look, in April we have to order the Christmas music, and then in May all the section leaders have to learn those songs first, and then we move on, and we start actually in June doing some part of our rehearsals, our chapter meetings, already starting the Christmas music. We like that because now we're getting ready. We've already been ready for our holiday show coming up next month, and we've already got that music learned. We've only added really one new song since we started that whole list back in June. So I'm scrolling over here. You can see stuff at the top. There are, of course, Harmony University is there, but we do a lot of summer church sings here. We sing at three different churches during the summer, replacing their choir, which is often dark on in the summertime. And we were able to this year have a outreach for having the quartet, Gold Medal Quartet Quorum, and they came and visited three of our high schools here in town. And that was a great event. We had about 300 high school students involved in the three different meetings that we had during that weekend. So, and this is the way we've got it. And now you can see that we've got November and December. Oh, but what? Wait, what a minute, what about this? "2026." We've already got it planned out. So we're all ready to hit the ground running in January. And all of these things are already set so that we can do our planning ahead. Why don't any of you talk about why you think that this is a good idea to do this kind of detailed planning in your chapter? Maybe you already do it. Go ahead and raise your hand and unmute yourself if you want to talk to us about that. Don't everybody jump in at once.
Go ahead, Jeff. Need to unmute, please.
Jeff, unmute.
I'm the incoming music VP for Longspeak Chorus. So for me, this is a huge benefit to have this planned out. I mean, obviously, we still have to execute what it has on the lower part, but at least I have a timeline and it's something that we've shown that works. And so for me, it means things are planned out, ready to go. I just have to execute the plan.
Yeah, and notice how the interesting part about this is the role of the music team is to get a lot of this planned out with the chapter itself, as far as what the goals of the chapter are for the year and what the chapter wants to do and participate in. And then the music team takes all that information and basically all of these tasks are the musical roles of the music team. Which basically the music VP and the director, generally the musical director, working together to make sure they're on the same page and get all this planned out, and then the obviously the role of the section leaders to help as they need to and all that. But this is great info, Ron. This
Yeah.
is really cool to see.
Okay, I'm gonna unshare that for a minute. Several other things that I wanted to show, and I would like to all of you have a little bit of time to talk about what you do in your chapter. And first of all, do you have a officer called music team VP or music vice president or something like that? Really, an important role for your chapter because the organization that they do is so such a good thing to have happen. I'm going to go do another slide here, bring this over.
And ha having a music vice president kind of allows the director to be free from having to plan all the director, should be very active in all the musical activities, but primarily have the freedom to be really diving into the music itself and the planning of the performing and those kinds of things. Whereas if you have a music VP, they can do a lot of the organization that really can bog a director down. Some of the directors like to be in charge of that, be a part of that, but they don't necessarily have to be if you have a music VP in the chapter.
Okay, I'm going to share this screen if I can get it on there. Oh, there we go. Share. Okay, you should see the screen or not. Okay, you see it. Got it. So this is our this was planned even before our before I came to the chapter about 7 years ago, and this was the choice of everything that the chapter can do with the music VP and integrate with the director. And you see all of the duties and responsibilities. This is big enough. You can see it. I did get the printout a little bit bigger. Everybody okay seeing it? Okay, good. So here's all the duties and responsibilities of the music team. We have needed skills to be successful and skills that would be beneficial. And what I would like to do is to be able to get this document. How many of you would like to get this document and have it? Raise your hand, maybe. Yep. Okay, good. Well, some of you, of course, we can't see. So that's a really good document. You notice the title is Building Teams, Building Our Future, which is a really good thing to do. Any questions about that?
Ron, one thing we can do is put it on the district website as part of the Leadership Academy resources for this session, so we can distribute it that way.
Yep, good. Thanks. Any input from your from each of you on your chapter, what your music team does, so you can share with us. You may have some great ideas that we can incorporate into what we do in our music team. Anybody want to take a stab at that? Don't everybody jump in at once. There's John. Go.
Yeah, I really like that spreadsheet, that planning spreadsheet. Right now we do something similar, but it's mostly in people's heads. And I think when you're building, if we build a spreadsheet like that, there'll actually be more opportunity for input from more of the leadership, rather than them just saying, are we doing this year? And then asking the right person. And what we'd have works, but I think that would be even better. And I'm sure Jeff agrees. Right, Jeff? Jeff is busy talking to his cat. But anyway. So I guess my question is that going to go up on the website too, as well as the other
Yeah, we'll
document?
get, yes, all of this will
Awesome.
get there.
Thank you.
I'll get our webmaster. By the way, our our webmaster is now the volunteer webmaster is also in our chapter. He's helping the district website. Do you know who that is, Jeff?
Yeah, I heard he's a pretty good guy.
Yeah, he's okay. Actually, it's Jeff.
So what we'll do with that spreadsheet is I'll create a template. That way you don't have to delete stuff that's relevant just to us.
The template would be great. Thanks. Anybody else?
Does anybody have anything unique that you feel your music team does? To support your chapter specifically, that may be unique to your chapter, or adds fun or anything like that to your year or your rehearsals. Yeah, go ahead, John.
So, our basic thinking is guys like to sing and they like to perform. So, we try to get as many performances in as we can without degrading other things. So, for instance, today, this afternoon, we're going to do two shows at two different senior centers.
Wonderful.
Because we're in Salt Lake, we have like 65 of those organizations, of those facilities.
Wow.
And we take 2 or 3 Saturdays, sometimes 4 a year, and do a couple shows.
You
That
actually
increases
go.
the fun factor, and it also kind of people start the activity directors across the valley, they meet and that they know about us, and then our grant the granting organization likes that, so then we get money and it kind of snowballs in a positive way. We pick up members that way, sort of indirectly. So that's what
Do
we do, but I guess it's similar to your church groups,
you do? Yeah, do you do
except
this all year,
we don't
John?
develop new
All year
music for
around?
that. We just take our show and go with it. I guess Jeff is done with his cat, so.
Oh, good. John, do you do those all year around?
Yeah, it's a little bit ad hoc at the moment. That's why I'm really interested in that spreadsheet so that we could lay it out a little more definitely. But we usually try to get one in around Valentine's Day,
Course.
and then usually one shortly before district convention, and then one during December, and typically, if we can fit it in, one in the fall before we put the non-Christmas music away for the year. So sometimes we get 4 of them, sometimes we only get 3. This year we've had significant health derailments, so that's why this one got pushed so late. Usually this one would be in October instead of November, but it's fun, you know. Plus the audience loves us because they don't know any better. It's our kind of audience.
Yeah, but they love it because you guys are having fun, and they can see that. All audiences, that's such an important part of performing, is that the performer is enjoying themselves and having fun, and that goes a long way for the audience, no matter if it's a theater venue or just singing in a nursing home like you're talking about. It's that goes a long, long way. I think one of the cool things you're talking about, John, is that your chapter is making decisions, the music team is making decisions to support basically what the chapter enjoys doing, which it sounds like for you guys is doing a bunch of local sing out type of things. And I think that's a huge role for a music team, to accomplish, is chapter support of what the chapter wants to be. Do we want to be more of a competition chorus, or do we want to mainly do local sing outs? Do we want to do 5 shows a year, or do we want to do all of that? And it's kind of the music team's role to figure out how to accomplish that from a musical perspective. So that's good stuff.
My next question to all of you is, does your chapter have a website that people can go to and find you? Okay, lots of nods, heads. We can't see Marguerite's head nod, but oh, here she comes. No, yeah, you should have. It's really a good idea. If you want to contact somebody who knows how to do that, it's really good. We can actually point you over to Gee, Jeff again, and he can
Just
assist you.
wait.
Yeah, and so when you we'll put his link on the website so you can get back to him. That'd be great.
Yeah, that would be good. We did have, so I've been involved in this chorus for about a year and a half. So that's my total experience with barbershop. Not that much. I'm really enjoying it. I just started a quartet, or joined a quartet.
Excellent.
I came into it kind of by accident from, I just moved to Santa Fe. So I'm part of the Santa Fe Harmonizers. And my choir director, my church choir director back in Pennsylvania, was Les Moyer, who was very active in barbershop. And when he retired, he became our church choir director. And I've told him I've become involved, and he's like thrilled that I'm doing it, even though he's not anymore. So I did try to go to our website, and when I first arrived, we had one, but I asked somebody and was told, no, we don't. It was an issue with maintaining it. So I think I have the ability maybe to start it up again, but I need help with that. So if Jeff Slade is the person to talk to, I can try to do that.
And
Our
we'll.
chorus goes uses a web service called Choir Genius,
Oh yeah, familiar with
and
that.
I'm sure it's one of several good platforms out there.
Okay, we do have somebody who does Facebook, but I don't personally do Facebook, so it's not any use to me.
Chapters can have a face their own Facebook page, which is great, especially for marketing and all of that stuff. Then people
Right.
can see you. I'm going to show another screen here. You were talking about Choir Genius. This is the product that we use. You all see that?
Yep.
Okay. This is called Harmony Site. In fact, you can see it down here. Where is it? Scrolling down. Look at all the neat things you can do here. This is actually tied to our website, which I'm going to show you here. This is our front page of our website. And in different tabs, we have choices here. For example, visit a rehearsal. Tells them where you are, how to get there. Tells you you can get a hold of us to do an event. Gee, look at that quartet down there. Do you recognize the guy, third from the left?
Not only is he a good guy, he's a good-looking guy.
Yeah, for sure. And so we have about us. Here's the about page, tells us about it. This is neat things you can do with your website. And if you tell people and send them the link to your website, here's all the neat things that you can do. 1964. So we actually celebrated our 75th year this year, which is great. I don't know if any of those is Dave Waddell in this picture, I wonder, because he's been around that long. Don't see him right now. So chartering the chorus, and then here's news and events we have. Okay. Various things here. You can see that we've got things that we've done in the past. We also have a member site here, and that's part of this. Really a great thing. This is similar to Choir Genius, and that it has all of these things, all the things that we can do for members and all. And you're seeing our event calendar here. And what the event calendar does is allow us to see what's happening. For example, if I pick this November 10, okay, and then I say, here's the event. So member can just go here. Here's the details for that event. Here's where we go for that event. Harmony Site, there's the name of the place. So that's really neat that you can go and do that kind of thing. We just find it really good for all of this stuff. Here's how you become if you have a new member. Here's our member list. And of course, you can always go here and find somebody in your chapter and be able to contact them. And I think Choir Genius does this too, right? Has all of this stuff.
This is a great website.
Yeah, and here's our songs. So you can see our Christmas show song list is at the top here. And all the songs are down here, contest songs in the past, general repertoire. Some of this is archived. We don't do that anymore, but some of it is active. Okay. So this has a list of all of our songs. So here in the members thing, we also have attendance.
Hey Ron, can do those link to sheet music, those individual song names?
Let me go back there. Songs. Okay. So I'm going to just select this one here, which is the one we're working on currently.
Oh, learning tracks. That's awesome.
And there, so I can actually play the full mix here.
Jingle, 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 all the way.
But I can also download and put on my own computer any of these mixes. There's the left channel one, there's a slower one because this is a pretty complex chart. And here's the actual pieces of that that you can download your own learning track for your own part. And of course, here's the sheet music. So it's really handy because all of the songs are here. Go back here.
It's also handy when the music team picks a song and then the director changes how it's sung and they can update
No, come on. Come on.
it.
Did I do that? Come on. I only do it like once every couple of days, right? So we, good. We have all this stuff. We have attendance here and it shows everybody what their choices are, whether they're be going to be there. So we can also see all of the everybody's birthdays and anniversaries on the calendar. We have a past president who does a weekly bulletin, and he lists all of the people who are having an anniversary or a birthday in that particular event. We can even put all of the documents here. And these lists, you see this Max Musings list? These are all of those weekly publishing things that he happens to do for our chapter. So this is going kind of beyond the music team stuff, but it's all part of getting the chapter to be really great. So here's a list of all of the pieces that you can go down and here's all the tracks that you can get here. A lot of good organization. Tags. We have two. We do a tag every, we take 10 minutes out of every our chapter meeting to teach a tag to the guys.
Yeah, I started putting the tags we were doing in our rehearsals, and then I stopped doing that.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. We do have rehearsal recordings. One of our members is tasked with recording every meeting. And that way, if you miss a meeting, so here's our last week's first half, second half, going back to previous ones. So you can go back and hear the entire section of that particular chapter meeting. Let's see, I haven't looked at suggestion box before. Oh, that's interesting. That's something to work on, Jeff.
I'll take a look at it.
Yep. Anyway, so that's the neat kind of things that we do in our chapter to propel what the members can do. And that's just a wonderful tool. You can contact Harmony Site or what's the other one again? Music.
Choir Genius.
Choir Genius, there it is. Both of which are produced by barbershoppers.
What is that one, Ron?
This is Harmony Site, the one that I run.
Harmony Site.
Harmony Site. And
What is the, what's the one that Tom Metzger runs?
that's Choir Genius.
That's Choir Genius. Okay.
That's the one.
Yeah, that's great. That's fantastic.
And we have, they also put a app out so we can go to this information from our phone. One of the things that's neat about that is it's possible if we change where the standing position for everybody on the risers, then from their phone, They can just click on that riser section and see exactly where they're supposed to stand on the risers for this upcoming performance or whatever. So that's nice having the app right on the phone. And many of these pieces that you've just seen are available on the phone. So you say, some of you are saying, wow, this is pretty significant. What choices that we've got here, but we find that our chapter success is measured by how much we can communicate with each other, and that's really an important piece of what we do. Let's see.
Does anybody have any questions or any topics you want to discuss from a chapter musical standpoint?
One piece of that is, how do you choose music in your chapter? Who does that? How is it done? Jeff, you want to talk about yours? You're muted. There he is. Good.
Sorry, which Jeff are you looking for?
What do you do in your chapter as far as how you plan your music, how you select your music, how do you rehearse it? Just kind of give us an overlook of what you how you're doing things.
Well, I am the music VP elect, and so I really have not started this journey yet. And it sounds like selecting music is high on my list of things to get happening soon here. Yeah, I've been with the Beehive Statesman for about 10 years, and as Jim Clark mentioned, I kind of lost a bet and now I'm here.
Oh dear.
John talked earlier about our sing outs,
Right.
and he's our performance VP and I'm a music VP, so he and I have worked together a lot.
Course. One of the
But I'm
great sources of songs is the Barbershop Harmony Society. Amazing, huh? And you go to the marketplace, and there are so many songs there, and you can even hear a portion of the song and get some information about it. It's just great.
part of my frustration with that is I really want to hear the whole song because I want to get the whole thing figured out. If I'm choosing between a couple versions, I want to hear what the versions start and end like and all the other stuff in between.
I don't know, Adam, if we could talk to our friends at BHS and see if that's available. The trouble is that if you put more of the song out there, people are going to figure out a way to record while the song is playing, and that means they've broken our copyright laws. I don't know if that's available, but that would be a good thing to have more of it, like Jeff is asking for.
And something like a few chunks of 10 seconds cut out of the middle, that would be okay.
Oh, sure. But you
Yeah.
know, hear the intro and the tag, that would be a
Yeah.
big part of it.
I know it's like with Tim Warwick with his Learning Track website, he can only put a portion, a certain portion of the song up to be played for free as a sample before it's counted as you have to purchase. You have to purchase from him. I think you can buy a full track, a full mixed track for him for like $1 or $2 or something now. But in order to appease, he has to then he's responsible to send that to the copyright owners or a
Right.
portion of that to the copyright owners. And that's just the way music works now. If I mean the electronic form of music has changed completely the way the music industry works and. Sadly, that's kind of just part of what has to happen now. So, yeah.
One of the things that changed, seems to me like maybe through the 90s there, Adam, is in the Barbershop Harmony Society, both at the chapter level and even at headquarters. We weren't being very faithful to our copyright laws. And although most of the publishers really didn't pick on us because we were 1/10 of 1% of their total income, And so all of a sudden, as we got bigger and more charts are being done and more learning tracks are being done, and we decided, barbershop leaders decided right around the end of the century, just before the turn of the century, well, we better get good about our copyright protection. And so it's very, very well done. Adam, since you do a lot of charts and a lot of things, how do you provide your particular charts or interest to a chapter, or do you market it? Well, how do you do that?
I will. There's a great website called Sheet Music Plus
Yes.
that adds for all of you chapter VPs. Most arrangers are now trying to get their music up on Sheet Music Plus because it's actually pretty easy to do, and they own so many song titles. And so basically, any song title that Sheet Music Plus owns, I can go submit an arrangement of that song to that website, and once it's up there, anybody can purchase it. So that's a really good source of music, and that's made it a lot easier. But now, I mean, essentially, through if they don't own a title, you have to basically have every arrangement cleared individually for that group, unless you can put it up on a mass communication website like Sheet Music Plus, where anybody can get up there and purchase it. But there are not many of those sites around. So, yeah, that's a great tool.
There's Sheet Music Plus right there.
Adam, how is that different from ArrangeMe?
ArrangeMe is a tool for the arranger to use to submit. ArrangeMe is basically the background tool for the arranger to use. Or for somebody looking to do research or to submit an arrangement. But most general public that want to buy should use Sheet Music Plus.
Okay.
That make sense?
Yeah, thank you.
So I use ArrangeMe to submit my to get the information. Like when you there's a tool in ArrangeMe where you have to go get all of the copyright info that goes on the first page of the music. And then I have to put that on a PDF. And then I submit that through ArrangeMe to the company, which then ends up being published through Sheet Music Plus. It's all the same company. It's all the same source, basically.
So when you submit an arrangement on ArrangeMe, does it automatically show up on Sheet Music Plus, or do you have to do it separately?
If they own it and approve it, yes, it automatically shows up on Sheet
Okay.
Music Plus. Yep.
I'm asking because me and another quartet member are finishing an arrangement, our first arrangement that we're doing for a Christmas song, and I put it up on ArrangeMe, but then we've changed it quite a bit. So I've never
Yeah.
looked to see if it's on Sheet Music.
If you submitted it through ArrangeMe and they own the title, then that should be. It should be published as long as you have all the proper information. They do have, I mean, I would imagine they have quite a few employees that just look through charts all day to make sure that they have the proper info. And they're pretty, I've submitted a few things that they've rejected for multiple things, whether it's having too much of another song in it that they don't own, but they're good. They will, they're not too strict. That you don't have a little bit of leeway with your arrangements, but they're pretty good at making sure things are, that things fly properly. So, yeah, and just for anybody that doesn't know, arrangers are obligated to, you can pay an arranger whatever they ask for to do an original work for you, but once that's done, arrangers are obligated to basically pay the publisher 90% of what they get paid for an arrangement. So if you bought an arrangement from me, I'm obligated to turn around and give the publisher most of that money, which is why it's just easier to give my arrangement to the publisher, which is Sheet Music Plus in most of these examples. And then they sell it, and then they basically, if my per copy fee is $2.99 and your chorus buys 45 copies, 45 times 2.99, 45 times $3, that's going to be what, $935 roughly. Sheet Music Plus is going to keep 90% of that, and the arranger will basically make about 10%. So if your chorus buys 45 pieces of music, I'd probably roughly make about $13 off of that. So that's just kind of the way it works now, and it's honestly, it's the way it always generally was supposed to work, but didn't for a long time.
I'm
But
gonna go
if you ever
ahead.
have any arrangement issues that you need help with, Janice Bain, Bane at BHS, is wonderful to work with. She is awesome. Getting things published and cleared through BHS is a little, it's more expensive. It's generally a little bit more time consuming, but she has a bunch of awesome resources and she is super easy to work with. So,
Yes, that's
and
it.
if any of you need help with any of that ever, please feel free to reach out to me and I can put you in touch with Janice or just go directly to Janice. I believe her email, I'm going to type it out here. Gabe Bain.
Yeah, can you find it there real quick?
Yeah.
I'm also going to share another screen and I'll have Jeff talk a little bit about this because it's a really important part of learning music. Jeff, you want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, when I teach cello, and I was always frustrated that I would teach my students and then I would have a lesson a week later, and then they would maybe not improve very much at all. So I was like, there's got to be a way for them to get feedback. And Make Music is really geared towards music education in schools. And basically, the way I use it is I use it as a tool to help give feedback to learn music. So in regards to barbershop, what I do is I use Make Music Cloud in conjunction with transcriptions that I make in MuseScore. And by transcribing each part, course members can practice their part with the other parts and they can change the volume. And I just think it's a great way to, it requires quite a bit of work on the front end, but as far as transcribing into MuseScore. But then once it's in Make Music Cloud, it's a great way to learn and get immediate feedback on pitch and rhythm and learning your part. That's what I use, and I feel like it's been pretty effective. So if you want to know the workflow of that, it's a much longer conversation, but it's something that I think is pretty neat. Yeah, I put this instructional document together. I'd be happy to share that if you'd like, but it basically walks you through how to use Make Music Cloud to practice your parts.
And it costs a lot, doesn't it?
It's all free. It's free, and so when you're practicing, you can actually record yourself. You can do assessments, but you have to have an account to do that. But you don't even have to have an account just to practice.
Right.
So
So
it's a really good
I'm
deal.
going to show the demo here. Hopefully. No, it's not going. The link's not going.
You're in a Word doc, so hold your command or control down and then click it.
Got it. I just read that there. Here we go. There we go.
Then just push the play button.
Yep.
If I wanted to practice something like, let's say, Get Happy, I
Can
just
you
click
hear
on
that?
that link, it opens up the cloud, and I can adjust the speed, the if I want to add some swing to it, I can do that up here. If I want my part to be louder or the accompaniment part to be louder, I can also use the metronome if I'm trying to work on like rhythm parts. So I might just listen to it to see what it sounds like first. So I might speed it up. I think it's a little slow side. And then I change my, I want to do the baritone part. So you can do tenor, lead, baritone, or bass. Choose which one you want to practice on. And once I have my initial note, I'll probably just take my part down and just listen to the accompaniment. To see how I do compared to the actual music, I just press record. Check my mic. And then when I press start, it'll start right where the cursor is. Forget your troubles and just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day.
Sounds like a baritone
And
part to
then if you
me.
want to listen to it back, I can do that. It's going to track my most recent recordings here, so I can download them and listen to them. It'll pop up in a Windows Media.
Get your trouble, just get happy.
Also, just get happy. You better chase all your. But you can also see on the music itself. If my pitch wasn't right on, I get a red note. And if the rhythm wasn't right, I'll get more of like an orange note. So it gives me immediate feedback, and then I can go back and try it. Now, if I do the entire piece, the percentage will tell me how I do out of 100% for the whole thing. Since I only did a segment, I only got a 13%, but it gives me immediate feedback, and that I think is pretty valuable.
I still do.
That's really cool. That's a really cool tool. It's amazing all the technology that's available to us now as barbershoppers that, and even when I started barbershopping in 1993 or four, and I remember, back then it was music team would get together with the director and the director would kind of decide and interpret, and then some night after chorus, the music team would stand together in a circle, and every section leader would record the part into a cassette tape, and then somebody would have to go home and burn the cassette tapes to other ones. It's amazing how much technology has improved. But it is one of the roles of the music team is to figure out how to give feedback to the singers as the chorus, how strict do we want to be about our singers knowing their parts? And that can dictate how much feedback you give and what kind of feedback you give. And but these tools like this are just incredible.
Right. I know what we used to do, exactly what you said. I was fortunate enough in the early 2000s to be in a chapter where we had a guy who had all kinds of recording equipment, and he had a whole bedroom set up to do recordings. And he had four mics set up facing each other. And so our section leaders could actually go into his bedroom studio and actually record their tracks on his system, and then from, because they were all separate channels, and he could make the learning tracks. And that was such a great thing to have in an actual chapter happened to be part of then. So if you need help in that area, I think Jeff is a good source as well, because he has such great affinity for the tools that, like I showed you, that are available.
Yeah, we've got about 5 minutes left. Does anybody have any questions or topics you want to discuss before the room? We're going to get probably a prompt with about a minute left, and then the room's going to close. So speak up now would be a good time to ask any questions you may have related to any music topics related to the chapter. Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, one thing that we've tried in our course recently in a couple months is to have the course members record their part, singing along with a learning track part, and then submitting it to their section leader to get feedback. And we've done that a few times, haven't had a huge buy-in by the course, I would say, but I've just wanted to get your guys' feedback on, have you done something like that? Have you had any success in trying to up the accountability on parts?
Another The answer is yes. There's a lot of that that happens. There's everything from mandatory turning in a learning track, twice a month to your section leader, to now there's a lot of chapters that are actually assigning learning track partners, and they're having chorus members, riser members pick out another person in their section, and they exchange tapes and listen to each other and give each other feedback. And that's kind of a pretty cool way of doing it, because what that does is it actually gives them another it gives them another way to listen to. It actually makes you even more accountable to know the part when you have to give somebody else feedback. So I think that's actually a really cool tool. And then you're not necessarily going to leadership. You kind of leave it in the membership, the general riser population. I think that's a really cool way of doing it. And then there's groups that just don't really do much of that. And that's fine too. It's all just kind of depends on what your chorus or you know, what the direction of your membership wants. I mean, I've sung in groups, the choruses that wanted everyone to be note and word perfect, and then other choruses that had really no standard at all of any kind of recording or anything like that. So, yep, pretty wide gamut. Yep.
What we found out is that the members like it much better when they can hear chords ring all the time. And if they hear it and they get excited about that, then that influences anyone that might be standing next to them to get more right notes. So a little bit of peer pressure goes on for us.
Jules, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I found that my different choruses sort of cater that process to the size of the chorus also.
Yes.
I'm in a chorus that's under 20 people, and for that chorus, it works pretty well to give those listening tasks to the section leaders. But then in a chorus that's maybe over 100 people, it works much better to have those learning partners. And also to have, if you do have a process where folks turn it into section leaders, to have multiple section leaders depending on the size of the section.
Absolutely. Great points.